Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Great. 75% of Palestinians support the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. You know, folks, I got to tell you, this is way, way, way beyond where that should be if, in fact, we were under normal circumstances. Of course, we're not. We'll tell you about this. We'll tell you about this this poll that was done in the Gaza area and how evidently people are feeling there about the attack on October 7th. And it is not pretty, folks. Welcome to the program, though. Tuesday morning it is. And we have so much to tell you about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Our telephone number, 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to find out more about me. Also, if you'd like to send me a direct message, you can do so simply by clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there. You can also find me there on Facebook, also on X as well. And there's a lot going on with X these days, no doubt about that. But there's a lot going on this program this morning. And we're broadcasting out, of course, to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. Also, we're along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates out there across the country. So once again, welcome one, welcome all. It is still Thanksgiving week, and we hope that you have some great plans as we move towards Thursday. We'll have some program notes for you as well regarding Thanksgiving, probably on tomorrow's program on the Wednesday edition. So once again, folks, welcome. We're glad that you're there. We're glad we're here. And again, the number is 949-822-7959. Well, we do have so many things to tell you about this morning. We're going to talk about this possible hostage deal that the White House says is getting closer than it was before. Also, we're finding out that Israel is looking to target Hamas leadership over in Qatar, or Qatar, depending on how it might be pronounced in a particular part of the world. And so that is also very important, because this is where these leaders of the what are called the Hamas militant group, but really, of course, we know it's the Hamas terrorist group. And these leaders have refuge there. They're rolling in dough. And while people suffer horribly in Gaza, not just as a result of what's happening with Israel going in and doing these military operations there in a war, but even prior to October 7th, the people in Gaza not really having the best living conditions that one might think of. But let's get back here to this to this poll that we told you about right there at the beginning of the program this morning. From Daily Wire, a newly released poll that was conducted at the start of the month by the Arab World for Research and Development found that the overwhelming majority of Palestinians supported the October 7th terrorist attacks against Israel and, oh, by the way, just for good measure, hate the United States. 86.7% now have a decreased, quote-unquote, conviction of wanting a, quote, peaceful solution with Israel. Only 9.1% have an increased conviction there would be for peace or peaceful solution with Israel. 68% said that their support for a two-state solution has, quote, decreased. 75% of Palestinians directly said that they supported the brutal October 7th terror attacks. 76 said they viewed the Hamas terrorist organization positively. 76% view the Hamas terror organization positively. Do you realize that Hamas has a greater job approval rating, at least according to the polls we talked about on yesterday's program, than Joe Biden does? And they're a terrorist organization. I mean, I'm really, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I'm really not trying to make light of it, but I am trying to demonstrate the absurdity of it. I'm trying to demonstrate just how out of whack this kind of thing really is. And certainly, and by the way, I know that there are Palestinians who lived in Gaza or who, you know, came into Israel and so forth, perhaps to work and so forth. They would likely not support such a thing. There are people in all different places where you have an evil government organization, you know, that runs things. And they are not warlike, and they are not trying to advance the agenda. They're trying to live their lives, and in some ways they're trapped. Many ways they're trapped, right? But this poll is out into the stratosphere, my friends. It's way, way, way out there. 76% said they viewed the Hamas terrorist organization positively, while 23.3% viewed Hamas negatively. And you know what they're doing, and again, I'm not trying to make light of this. I am absolutely approaching this with the seriousness that it absolutely deserves. But you've got these terrorist Hamas leaders sitting around in Qatar, right? You know, having fun, or who knows, whatever it is, whatever they're doing, right? And they're saying 23% negative, 22.3% negative. We can live with that. Yeah, that's fine. This is so much better than Joe Biden, they might say to themselves, and that's what's going on over in the United States. So, folks, I got to tell you, this is incredibly disturbing. And what does it mean? What does this bode for ever coming to any kind of resolution in this conflict? It tells me Israel's going to keep going and going and going until the bitter end, where they root out Hamas. And then you've got a whole new set of problems on your hand. It's not easy. It's not easy. Folks, stay right there. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race through and rocket through this Tuesday morning edition of the program. We're live, of course, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to opine and be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. I just want to follow up with one thought here from what we were talking about right there in the first segment regarding this poll that went through the Palestinian area, or the Gaza area, I should say, and the Palestinians themselves. This is very interesting to see, folks. Now, the addendum to this is that men evidently supported the attack to some degree, 75.2%, only slightly more than women, 74.9%. So this is really eye-opening, I think, again, in terms of, you know, sort of this monolithic structure that's there, this feeling of what this attack on Israel was all about and how it's being perceived. Now, how do you fight against something like that? How do you plan for something like that? How do you move forward with a two-state solution with something like this? And we are going to hear more and more about the two-state solution. And on its face, boy, does that seem like a great plan. Oh, finally, you know, this will be the impetus. This is going to be the thing that is finally going to drive the two-state solution into place and everybody will live happily ever after. Well, folks, I just don't see that happening, because the Palestinians themselves, I think, don't want a two-state solution. And it's getting repetitive. We're hearing it on the streets, but it's from the river to the sea. Altogether now, Palestine will be free. So they're not looking to have a separate state. Oh, finally, we have a state. It's so wonderful. Nope, that's not it at all. Not it at all. All right, so as we mentioned as well, Israel is looking to target the Hamas terrorist leadership. They're hiding in Qatar, or Qatar. This from Katie Pavlich in Town Hall. As Hamas terrorists use women and children as human shields in the Gaza Strip, Hamas leaders are watching and directing military action from cushy six-star hotels in places like Qatar. They're also extremely corrupt and have stolen billions in foreign relief aid over the years. But according to statements made by the Israeli government Saturday, their days are limited. Dr. Eli David evidently is saying Israeli Prime Minister and Defense Minister stated that Hamas leaders in Qatar will be killed. It's pretty definitive, if you ask me. According to Defense Minister Gallant, we don't distinguish between Hamas terrorists with an AK-47 in Gaza and terrorists with suits in lavish hotels. We will eliminate them all. And evidently putting that out over X, or formerly known as Twitter. So that seems pretty definitive. That seems pretty, well, that's pretty on the nose, don't you think, of what Israel is looking to accomplish here. Because when they say they're going after Hamas, to get rid of Hamas, that's exactly what they're talking about. Now, some bright spot here, hopefully, if there can be a bright spot in all of this, the one bright spot would be, of course, to start getting some hostages back. This from Reuters, Dateline Gaza and Jerusalem. The chief of Hamas, so now even just starting with that, okay, starting with that, you know, do you believe anything that Hamas says? I don't. I don't. We can't. But this is the best we got right now, right? This is the best we got. The chief of Hamas told Reuters on Tuesday that the Palestinian militant group, and we're going to do our own little edit here, which is a necessary edit, an actual edit, a real edit, a needed edit, and that, of course, it's not the Palestinian militant group, is it? Nope. Altogether now, it's the terrorist group. The Palestinian terrorist group was near a truce agreement with Israel. Even that in and of itself seems pretty far-fetched, doesn't it? How do you have a truce with terrorists? They're near a truce agreement with Israel, even as the deadly assault on Gaza continued, and rockets were being fired into Israel. Well, of course, they've got to fire rockets into Israel. There's a continuing deadly assault on Gaza, right? You know, again, I'm trying to demonstrate here the absurdity of it. Why is Israel having to go into Gaza? Well, because the terrorist group shot missiles into Israel first, and then they sent in their terrorist operatives and fighters and began massacring people. Hamas officials are, quote, close to reaching a truce agreement with Israel, and the group has delivered its response to Qatari mediators. Ismail Haniyeh, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said in a statement sent to Reuters by his aide. So he's not only a Hamas official, but he's got an aide as well. The statement gave no more details, but Hamas official, another Hamas official told Al Jazeera TV that negotiations were centered on how long the truce would last, arrangements for delivery of aid into Gaza, and the exchange of Israeli hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners in Israel. Both sides would free women and children, and details would be announced by Qatar, which is mediating in the negotiations, said the official, and his name is Isat El Rashig. Hamas took about 240 hostages during its October 7th rampage and massacre, I would say, also into Israel that killed 1,200 people. And I don't know if they've revised this number down. We had always heard 1,400. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, met Hania. That's one of the Hamas officials, a quote-unquote official, okay, Hamas terrorists, leaders in Qatar on Monday to, quote, advance humanitarian issues related to the conflict, the Geneva-based ICRC said in a statement. She also met separately with Qatari authorities. The ICRC said it was not part of negotiations aimed at releasing the hostages, but as a neutral intermediary, it was ready to, quote, facilitate any future release that the parties agreed to. Talk of an imminent hostage deal has swirled for days. Reuters reported last week that the Qatari mediators were seeking a deal for Hamas to exchange 50 hostages in return for a three-day ceasefire that would boost emergency aid shipments to Gaza civilians, citing an official brief on the talks. And again, my friends, all this stuff seems like really, it sounds like, oh, wow, there's going to be a ceasefire and so forth, and there's the mediation going on and all that. But, of course, Hamas is simply looking as well to have a little bit of a respite so that they can try to regroup, so that they can do something else, as opposed to helping the people that they themselves put in harm's way. We know that they have refused the fuel for generators and so forth, as I understand. They've refused other aid. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and they will only go through this truce or mediation, whatever you want to call it, if they feel that they're going to be able to gain something from it. And I really, Kyle, you're so cynical. This is so cynical. How can you possibly, a truce is always going to be good. Well, a truce is going to be good, of course. But at the same time, we know that the Hamas terrorist organization only works on its own behalf, to its own end, its stated goal of eliminating Israel and killing all the Jews. This is just part of their charter. And I don't believe that they are somehow in league with Israel or any of these other kinds of things that we've heard tell of in sort of an alternative way. But other than that, this is the way the world is right now. This is what's happening. So you have to be incredibly careful, and you have to be incredibly astute on how any kind of a truce would work. Do we want to get hostages back? Well, of course. But at the same time, and especially these Hamas, quote-unquote, officials or terrorist leaders, and they're sitting pretty in Qatar, well, I don't know, folks. That might be where this whole thing starts expanding in a big way if they target some of those leaders. Because Israel knows they're the ones that are in charge. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming back for the bottom of the hour segment. And we will be right back. Stay right there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital Sunday, but numerous staff and patients still remain inside. Simultaneously, negotiators are reportedly nearing an agreement to secure the release of some of the more than 240 hostages believed to be held by Hamas. Today marked President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. Despite his age, Biden maintains that he is capable of handling the responsibilities of the job. However, a recent Reuters Ipsos poll revealed that 77%, including 65% of Democrats, believe Biden is too old to be president. AAA says 55 million individuals will head out this Thanksgiving holiday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So we understand that Vice President Kamala Harris is now saying that, you know, it's not going to be easy, evidently, but they're going to have to earn the reelect. And, I guess. I mean, what politician, by the way, you know, would not go out there and say, I want to earn your vote? But when Kamala Harris says something like that, it's kind of like, well, you know, typically we would just be sailing and we wouldn't really have to be doing anything. But now, because circumstances are the way that they are, we're just going to have to, I don't know, go out and try to earn the reelect. I got to tell you, folks, I'm really not impressed how she characterized that. But it just shows that, again, they don't know what they're doing with this. They don't know how to get out of this mess that they've created, because they thought, we'll just come in with our policies and our, just throw caution to the wind. And it'll all just be fine because, hey, we're Democrats, right? We are Democrats, and we're going to just get reelected easy because it's Biden-Harris. And so, you know, at the very least, maybe she's showing a little bit of the desperation that they must be feeling. And once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send a direct message during the program. In hour number three, of course, we'll be talking again with our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I especially am looking forward
to talking with her about this idea of Israeli leadership going after Hamas in Qatar, where they have some of their leaders that are residing in pretty cushy accommodations right now, to say the least. So we'll be talking with Denise Simon. Also, we'll be talking in hour number three with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And we'll be talking about all things economy. Because get this, folks, Janet Yellen says it's really her job. It's their job to make sure that you feel good, that you understand about the economy, okay, that you understand about it. And we do have an audio for that, which we'll play here in just a little bit. But I have another audio first that kind of goes to this thing that Kamala Harris was talking about, insofar as that they're going to have to earn the reelect, okay? So, but this is, I believe, from Fox News. This is Ari Fleischer getting the question about the Biden-Harris ticket, you know, Biden even running for president. And so how is this going to happen? I don't know. It's going to be so hard to earn the reelect when Biden is being Biden, right? All right, so let's take a listen to this audio here real quick. I think we have it.
You know, to that point, you know, I worked on a campaign. You always know the Achilles heel of your boss. You know their strengths. You know their weaknesses. This is a huge weakness for Biden, his age. How, as a team, do you unwind that? Do you reverse the conception, the perception, rather, of the American people?
Well, there's only one way, and that's to turn him into Benjamin Button and watch him get younger. And that's not going to happen. And so it really is a huge problem for the Democrats, and what a massive opportunity for Republicans, whether the nominee is President Trump or Nikki Haley or somebody else. As I like to say, and I've said it forever, don't compare Donald Trump to the Almighty. Compare him to the alternative. And the alternative is Joe Biden. I'm just struck by how the Democrats are committing political suicide. It is beyond belief that they are putting up the worst two candidates against Donald Trump in the country. There is nobody who would lose easier to Donald Trump than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, yet that is the path that Democrats are on. It's inexplicable. And that's why I think you're going to see huge pressure built around Joe Biden to get him to drop out right before the convention.
Yeah, I agree. I think that pressure is going to be there. I think to some degree the Democrats, they don't know how to do that yet, right? They don't know exactly how to make that occur. Because changing horses in midstream can also be seen as a kind of an act of desperation and so forth. But one of the things that Ari Fleischer also talked about in this, as I understand in another part of this, of his appearance there, you know, they were talking about, again, you know, they don't want Joe Biden to be seen walking so much because it detracts or it makes people think about, you know, how he's not doing well. So, and yeah, to some degree, campaigns are always going to be, you know, trying to put their best foot forward. No pun intended. See what I did there. They're going to try to put their best foot forward, of course. But at the same time, they are actively having to cover up. There's another political word, right? They're going to have to actively cover up the obvious problems that Joe Biden is having. And maybe they can do that by isolating, you know, where he's walking to or how far he has to go. I mean, that might be something that you could do. But when Joe Biden has to get out there and start reading on the teleprompter, or if he's going to say something extemporaneously, right, like he was doing at the Friendsgiving that he had attended, it starts becoming much more problematic. There's not a lot they can do once Joe Biden has the microphone. He's got the microphone. That's, you know, now all bets are off. And if I recall correctly, too, there was a story not all that long ago where White House staffers just turn off the TV. They don't want to listen to the speech, you know, not just some big speech that he has to give, but other, just his remarks, things like that, because
They know that that cringe moment is coming. They know that it's going to be there soon, and they just don't want to hear it, probably because, in my estimation, that they just don't want to have to think about that, you know, as they're either trying to get their own tasks accomplished, or they just want to go home for the night, whatever it might be, but they just don't want to think about what did Joe Biden say. And so I guarantee that they are in a huge state of disrepair right now. There is chaos in the Democrat Party, I think, and for good reason. You know, again, how are they going to do this? How are they going to make the Joe Biden departure, as it were, departure from the ticket, a reality? And how do they do that? And how do they make that a positive thing? Because once that happens, they're going to try to, come up with this, well, we're invigorated now. We've got a new sense of energy. But they've got to deal with the Kamala Harris problem, too. Now, how do you get Kamala Harris to actually, you know, say fine by not being, you know, on the ticket as vice president? Because they're not going to put her on the ticket as the standard bearer. There's just no doubt about that. They're not going to put her on the ticket as a standard bearer. And they're going to have to find some lateral move for her, or is she going to go in and is she going to, have some other job, or, you know, what is it? Or is she going to retire out of politics and go do something else? We just don't know. But they've got to come up with this story. And the story is going to have to be believable. I may crack myself up with that one. I don't know so much that they're concerned with believability, as long as they feel that they can make that transition and go to Gavin Newsom, for lack of a better term or lack of a better person in waiting, and they'll do something like that. And they've got to find a way to up the energy here, because the Biden ticket, the Biden-Harris ticket, has no energy with that. All right, so folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. It is Tuesday, and we are live, and we are just racing through this Tuesday edition this morning. And once again, we have so many different things that we're going to be talking about as we go through the program this morning. We are going to be talking a little bit more about Biden's his own popularity, which has really sunk. Trump is really starting to soar. More so, even with the advent of the war between Israel and Gaza. We've also got something to talk about. Of course, Biden's 81st birthday has come, and Trump has made some interesting statements about that. And then we've got a former White House doctor who actually treated Obama and Trump. And he's got some things to say about Joe Biden and whether or not Joe Biden's even capable of going on with all this stuff right now. So more and more evidence that something will be in the offing in terms of who's on the ticket. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got the first Trucker Traveler Report. We got a great song, and it is by request. So stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through the Tuesday edition of the program. And yes, it is a short week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We sure hope that you have some great plans if you're meeting with friends or family, whatever that might be, whatever that looks like. We sure appreciate, we sure hope that you have some great times ahead of you this week. And I know a lot of people have been traveling. As I mentioned, my own kids have come back for Thanksgiving, and we did the LAX thing on Friday. I can't imagine what it's looking like coming in as we go almost to Thanksgiving. So, but at any rate, folks, we have a lot more to talk about as we head through the program this morning, but we've hit this part of the program. If you're new to the broadcast, this is the part of the program where we make sure that we keep the energy going. We make sure that you keep pumped up, that we keep your blood pumping. Especially if you're driving out there, if you are driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're up with us throughout the night, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, it's our duty, it's our privilege, and our solemn promise to you, the listener, to make sure that we do keep you pumped up. We had a great song last night in the program, but driver Ron from Denver sent in a a couple of requests here. And these are, by the way, Ron, these are great requests, and we're going to get to them. I know that we will. We're going to start off with this one. It's one of my favorites, too. It's Rascal Flatts, and it is Life is a Highway. From the movie Cars, which was a, I thought it was a great, that was a great movie, by the way, one of the Pixar movies. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, that's, they created a cool iconic character, right? Well, a couple of them, right? With Tow Mater, but also with Lightning McQueen. So, ka-chow out there. And certainly thanks again to Ron in Denver. And we appreciate that. And on tomorrow's program, we're going to have yet another request, and we sure appreciate it. Folks, if you have a request for the Trucker Traveler song, simply head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send me a direct message if you like, and you can let us know that way what song you'd like to hear, something that you're thinking about. All right, so let's get started here in terms of what we got going on out there on the map this morning. Well, I got to tell you, those high winds, they are back. They're back in Southern California. They're back with a vengeance. Last night, all night long, it's kind of like life is a highway. You want to drive it all night long? Well, the wind just blew all night long, and it was really it was really pretty powerful. So that went on all night. A little bit of respite during the day, and then starts kicking up again this evening. So we got that heading through probably, you know, mid-afternoon tomorrow or today, depending on your time zone. So it's certainly into Tuesday. We've got these high wind alerts, and this is is going to be north of Los Angeles up to where, almost where 99.5 meets 99, there north of LA, but certainly though out through Riverside and down towards San Diego. So that's what's happening, at least in Southern California. We also have, let's see here, we've got, I believe, another wind advisory. But this is over in New Mexico, and this is going to be on Interstate 25, north of Las Vegas, New Mexico. Not Las Vegas, Nevada, but Las Vegas, New Mexico. And that's heading up towards Wagon Mound and Maxwell, over towards Clayton, by the way. So you've got a wind advisory going on there. We've also got wind and storms and so forth, and this is, we're going to switch over here to the precipitation part of the map, and that is we've got rain and lightning and lots of heavy and moderate rain right now in southern Louisiana. This is going to go all through New Orleans, up through Mississippi, parts of Mississippi, Gulfport, of course. It's going to head on over towards Meridian, Starkville, and then over into Alabama, Birmingham, and also down south of Birmingham, down towards Monroeville, and also Mobile, Alabama. Huntsville, you're getting the picture here. It's going in a band, kind of northeasterly, through Alabama, and then up through Tennessee, up through Kentucky as well. So you've got Louisville included in there, and then up towards Dayton, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, covered in rain right now. This heads on up into the northern part of Ohio, Toledo. Then it's going to go up through Detroit. And then central Michigan is going to have lots of rain mixed with snow and then actual snow on the radar as well. This happening in central Michigan. And then going west from there over towards Milwaukee, Wisconsin, rain and rain and rain. Rain through Chicago, Davenport, Dubuque. You're going to have snow that's going to be north of Milwaukee a little bit as you head into Wisconsin. Minneapolis, St. Paul area, it looks like. You're going to have rain, so definitely be aware of that. And then as you're heading up towards St. Cloud, this is going to be on I-94. You're going to start heading into rain as you go towards Melrose and up towards Alexandria. And that's going to extend both north and south of I-94 there, down towards Wilmar and up towards Brainerd. So we've got that going on. And then to round it all out, it looks like up in northern Minnesota, you've got snow and mixed up with rain. This is going to be just east of Grand Rapids and then up towards the border with Canada. So be careful out there, my friends, because there is a lot of weather, what we were just talking about right there. This is covering a large part of all those states that we're just talking about. So do be careful. We want you to get there in one piece. And we are, again, happy to entertain you a little bit and with the great song each morning and then also hopefully some useful information. We'll continue to look at this. We'll tell you what changes if we see major changes next hour. But for now, it's time to head on up to your top of the hour news this morning. So please do stay tuned. We're going to come right back right after your top of the hour news. Pay a couple of bills as well. Got to do that. And we'll be right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.